Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. We have our live Marshall Pruitt Week in IndyCar episode hosted at Mid-Ohio Friday during the Verizon IndyCar Series event from late July. All Ohio lineup, big blast here with Graham Rahal, rookie driver Zach Veach, first time IndyCar team owner entrant at his home track, Michael Shank. Then about halfway through, not from Ohio, but from the Midwest, I guess, maybe he partially qualifies, IndyCar competition president Jay Fry, and folks really seemed to like having him there, asked him a bunch of questions from the moment he showed up. I'm telling you, really had fun doing these last season, and I definitely think I will be doing more of them in 2019, both in IndyCar and IMSA. Big thanks to Mid-Ohio, Green Savory Promotions, Steve Bidlack, also our friends at Cooper Tires helped out quite a bit, and our man Derek Koska from TorontoMotorsports.com, who was, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you'll hear that he went through extraordinary efforts to take care of the fans who turned out probably 75 or so, maybe 100, not sure, but it was a really good turnout. A lot of fun. At least a couple folks had been clearly enjoying their alcoholic beverages all day long. One of them I just left in. I still can't make out the question that he asked, but hey, you know, it's a live podcast. This isn't meant to be all polished and clean. It's meant to be a little bit funky. And yeah, our guys had a lot of fun, played with one another, told some great stories, interacted with the crowd, posed for some photos. You name it. So, just a good time had by all here Friday evening at Mid-Ohio. And thanks again to all who came out and all who supported it and made it happen. Only real note to offer here, as I found once I got to the stage, there was no molt box for me to plug my audio recorder in to get clean feeds off of the microphones. So I had to improvise and find a little platform to put the recorder right in front of one of the loudspeakers. I've done my best to clean up the audio, but it's not perfect, but hopefully you can still enjoy the little session that we had here. You know, you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on Google Play, on Spotify, on Stitcher. You can also sign up on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, because that is the first place that I post every single item that goes up. All right, with that said, let's get going with our live Week in IndyCar podcast in Mid-Ohio, all presented by Cooper Tires.
Waiting on our friend Derek from Toronto Motorsports. He's the one that does all the cool little cartoon stickers and such, and t-shirts. Toronto, where he's from. We should give him a round of applause, because the United States Customs decided he needed to stay over for about 7 hours yesterday, trying to come in. Why? He had two boxes of my t-shirts in them. So, entirely my fault. He's bringing them down as we speak. But let's start with you, Mr. Rahal. You've been accustomed to Ohio love, coming here, this being your place, your domain. What's it like now? Now that they expect you to win, they're going to go home disappointed if you don't. Any pressure there, Punk?
No. It's, you know, I think for all of us sitting up here, this is this track has, in so many ways, shaped our love for the sport. You know, whether that be IndyCar racing or, you know, sports car racing or anything else, this track, spending time here as a kid, you know, it brings back so many memories for me. And, you know, to be able to win here in 2015 was definitely the highlight. I think the only thing that would be better would be obviously winning Indy, but it'd be close. You know, this was a special moment in my, you know, my life, was to win here. And you know, we've had four consecutive top fives here, so certainly we expect to be up front. We expect to do well here, and you know, today got off to a pretty good start. You know, being third there in the second practice, the car feels competitive. You know, that's the most we can ask for on a Friday, really. And then you know, we'll make some tweaks going into the weekend. But again, you know, thank you guys. It's, you know, no matter where, if we came here and nobody else showed up, you know, it wouldn't be the same, right? So it's really the fans, you know, make it what it is for all of us. And so we appreciate your support. If some of you guys are camping out here, you know, Dad and I, everybody, we go for a cruise, check out all the campsites and stuff. It's part of the fun of this whole, you know, this whole weekend. So appreciate you guys being here.
I should tell you, Graham, and I think this is the first time that might be the second time I'm saying it publicly. Whenever his dad calls me or I call him, my wife hears us having that conversation, and ultimately she yells, "Ah, it's your drinking buddy, huh? What are you guys plotting and scheming on now?" So,
well, that's
if you see Bob, wine, beer, happy guy.
You drinking with him last night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the rally, yeah. Yeah, Danica was telling this story about when she got Dad to agree to give her a chance. It was in Milwaukee, and he made a comment, "Yeah, I probably had too much wine." And then she said it was noon.
1986, Indy 500.
And I thought
Bobby
to myself,
Ray Hall, boys and girls.
I thought to myself, that sounded about right. You know, didn't surprise me. It doesn't need to be 5 o'clock for him. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's you two get together, and I learned most of what's going to happen in our race team by reading what Marshall writes, because Dad won't tell me, and then I'll see it, and then I'll approach him about it, and he'll deny it, and typically it comes true. So that's kind of how things work for us.
Do you want to know who your teammate's going to be next year? Oh, hold on.
There's like 20 of them, I think.
Okay,
now,
okay.
You know?
So let's move down the row. Wrote about this week, but it never gets old. Next to Graham, we have two folks who are really achieving lifelong dreams this weekend. Mike did one or two IRL races back in the day. One?
One.
That's right. You took out my driver in that race, as I always tell you, but that's okay.
That's all right.
wanted to be here as a driver, but this is Mike's first ever appearance at Mid-Ohio as an IndyCar team owner.
Thank you, yeah.
It's a incredible day that, you know, a weekend, I should say. Graham and I grew up, like, he in New Albany and me in Black Lake, Gahanna. I mean, we're from literally the same spot on the ground, and we both came up here. I'm a couple generations ahead of him, but this place formed everything probably. I'm talking for you a little bit, but it formed everything, you know, in racing for me specifically. I remember coming up here for SCCA club races. I remember watching his dad a lot up here, just dreaming, thinking, like, how can I do this? You know, like, how is this possible? We can either drive or, in this case, own the car. And it is a dream come true. We've had a lot of firsts this year, and I'm glad to be here.
And next to you, we have young, if you're a comic book fan, young Johnny Blaze, flame on here. Zach, the minute you've gone to your new livery, it seems like that damn thing. You're just looking in that left side mirror,
well,
right
I'm
side mirror.
I'm just trying to figure out how many times I have to catch on fire this year to be unbeaten for the rest of IndyCar history. Three times so far this year. And we actually found out what the problem was. My fueler, he's just so damn strong that he, like, runs through any safeties. So
wow.
I got to give him credit for trying. You know, I'm really impressed with that. So. But yeah, I think this weekend's our last race in the orange and yellow. Then we go back to the much safer gray and copper.
The much safer Group 1001 livery.
Exactly. So hopefully we can leave the flames, after this weekend.
One more. That would be fun. Down pit lane, last lap, something like that. All right, never mind. All right, let's go to questions from here on out. And one thing which I don't know if I completely articulated is for those of you who have your question asked, provided you are a medium, large, or extra large, you're going to take home one of the new t-shirts, Week in IndyCar t-shirts. So, or you could use it to wash the dog or whatever else it is you think they might be good for. So, who's got a question for the group? Right here in the black shirt, sir.
Graham, what do you know about the new windscreen that Indy's developing? Have you had anything to do with that, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I have not tested it yet myself. But I've been pretty, I mean, Jay's kept me in the loop on it, I think, as he has everybody. They've made good progress with it. You know, the thing everybody needs to understand with that is it's just not a simple thing. You know, it's got to be very strong. It's got to be very clear. You know, it's got to work and be durable on the car. So there's a lot of elements that go into this. You know, you can't just plop something on top of a chassis. It's just going to fall off. Or, you know, in this case, we're lucky with PVG because, you know, they make all the glass for all the fighter jets and stuff. And in essence, that's what it is. So I know that the test went well. They found one spot that was, I think, in the bottom left that was a little bit blurry.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of that can be changed in the molds. And so we'll see how it progresses. But, you know, one of the biggest challenges is that, you know, these are carbon monocoques. And so
how do you get it? You can't just slot carbon. You know, you almost really need to make a new tub that works with it, that it's all part in one piece. But that's not going to be feasible in the short term. So, you know, how do we properly secure it so that it is safe and it will withstand, you know, an impact? Because whether we like it or not, at some point, it's going to, you know, go through that. And so we need to make sure it's plenty strong. And, you know, obviously my wife's in drag racing, right? So I hear from them all the time, oh, it's easy. You just put a canopy on it. It's like, no, it's not like that at all. And it's, you know, in those things, it's a little different. You know, the center needs to be very clear. The sides are not worried about distortion. If you look through them, they have massive amounts of distortion. They're not ballistic like this would need to be. You know, if you have an incident like Joseph had at Texas, what, 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was. It's got to withstand that impact. That's a big deal. So, you know, they're going through everything, and I'm sure they'll make it happen. And I'm sure all of us will feel, you know, much safer when it's all done.
Hello.
Yeah, no, it'll look good.
That was my recommendation. Jay didn't listen to it. Little miniature Formula One style halos for the driver's helmets.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he didn't accept that one. All right, who's next? Adam in the back. Did you bring your 27 kids, my friend? Look at that. The Folklinger family is here. I love it.
This one's for Zach. After all the years on the road to Indy, what's it feel like to finally make a start here in your home state of Ohio? In IndyCar,
it's unbelievably special. You know, I think as for everyone sitting here, you know, you have that one moment when you really kind of see your dream come together, and then as soon as you get on track, you realize the level of guys you're competing with, and you don't really have time to dwell on it. You're just trying to get up to speed as quick as you can. But you know, this place in an IndyCar is probably the most fun I've ever had. So I mean, it's such a high level of commitment, and these cars are moving around so much. I mean, when you put something together, it's quite an experience. So yeah, I mean, this whole year, it's gone by so fast. I know that we only have 5 or 6 left, and I'm just trying to enjoy every second of it, because next year when I come back, I'm not going to be a rookie. So, you know, you only get to do this once.
The veterans have 5. The rookies have 6. You need to come back in October. Well, that's a special thing we'll tell you about later. It looks like our friend Derek from Toronto Motorsports is here. Oh, look at the guys over on the right getting the T-shirts ready. Nothing but love. All right, who's next? It's Fast Hands. With the black hat right behind you.
This one's for Zach. What's it like being the youngest guy in the Andretti garage? Like, do you have to like clean the other guys' helmets? Like, is there any hazing in that?
They would like that.
Yes,
they would. I think I have a constant reminder every single day, either from Alex or Hunter Ray. You know, something small, but I like to remind Hunter Ray that he's old enough to be my dad. So, you got to give it back, right?
Look,
you
know? He's eating butterball turkeys. That's an old man's product.
Exactly.
Right there.
It's such a fun group of guys to be around with, though. And, you know, I mean, they're really good. You know, you just learn every single time out. And I think I've had an easier way than some of the Andretti rookies in the past. You know, I haven't had any shoes mailed back from Japan or anything. So I'm thankful for that. But, you know, things are starting to get to that level, so we just got to keep, you know, upping the ante every time.
Someone in the back row, possibly from Michael Shank Esquire. Over here, and you've already got the mic. Man, you're good.
Thanks, Mark. I just wanted to talk about your...
Sounds like my podcast is kind of cutting out on you there.
Thank you. I'll try again. Thank you for the podcast over the winter with the Hoodle Now. How are you?
We're starting to record season 2 tomorrow morning with Dario Franchitti, by the way.
Three things I'd like to say to my man Marshall, Powerman 5000, Gordon Lightfoot, and definitely not cheeseburgers.
Okay. All right. We got some inside baseball here.
My question is for Zach, but before I just want to say to Shanky, I haven't been this excited about a new IndyCar team since Bobby joined up with King Carl Hogan to start that team. Keep it up. Slow and steady, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Really All do. Right. Really do.
Now, I just want to ask a podcast question here. Zach, I know you had in your podcast with Marshall, your dad had Sarah Fisher's dad rebuild your motor in Circleville. I used to live in Fairfield County next door. And if you wanted to be in motorsports, you had 2 choices. Motocross or tractor pulling, but it was garden tractor pulling. You had to take a garden tractor, shoulder in it. You ever done motocross or garden tractor pulling?
Well, two things. I grew up in the country, I think like a lot of us, so I always had, you know, motocross bikes, but I just never raced them or anything. And my dad, he actually brought home one. He was so excited. He's like, hey, you need to come out in the driveway. I got you something. And I was like, all right. You know, I think I was like 8, maybe. And at this time, I'm begging all the time. I want to race go-karts. I want to, you know, hopefully one day be an IndyCar. He's like, you're going to really love this. And I walk out in the driveway. He's got this old, rusty, beat-up lawnmower. And he's like, we can fix this thing up, and you can start pulling. And then eventually, when you're 16, you can do the two-wheel drive trucks like me. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. It's not a go-kart. That's what I wanted. But, you know, I think one day I definitely want to get into that. I think my dad wants to get back into it and do like a 5-engine mod. And, you know, if that's the case, I definitely want to wrench on it and take it for a couple passes, because, you know, it's got to be a little more violent than an Indy car in one way or another.
Who is next in the very back row with the gray shirt? It's a lovely bucket hat, by the way.
This question's for Graham. Graham, what's your favorite spot on the track for passing opportunities here in Mid-Ohio?
Well, I mean, I think clearly most people would say the end of the back straight. But in my time racing here, I think out of turn one into the keyhole is the best place to get the job done. And, you know, we were able to sneak by Takuma actually here in the race last year that way. And, you know, and for me, that's always kind of been the best place to do the job. So, but I must say that this year, you know, the cars move around a lot more than last year. And so, you know, I think the opportunity for mistake is going to be very high anywhere. You know, you saw Will Smith today at the test. I think Dixie crashed twice. I told him he should be proud of that. It's a good accomplishment because Dixie doesn't crash twice in 10 years, you know. So, but they, you know, these things are they're definitely a handful this year around here, and so I think there's going to be an opportunity for mistakes, you know, no matter where you are, and then, you know, if that happens, clearly it opens up the passing lane. So, none of us, and you know, we don't have a warm up on Sunday, which is kind of a new thing, but that, you know, I mean, none of us will really know. I don't think. Exactly what's going to happen in the race or how bad the tire degradation is going to be until we get there. So we'll find out.
All right, these guys are going to straighten up real quick because we have a special surprise guest for you, just so you know how much IndyCar actually cares and pays attention. IndyCar's president of competition, Jay Fry, boys and girls. He's here to announce fines for our three panelists. Thank you, brother. So, not to blow too much smoke in Jay's direction, but Mr. Shank here this morning confirmed on the topic of IndyCar growing, getting healthier. Mike making his debut this year with Jack Harvey. 6 races, Honda-powered car, AutoNation, XM sponsoring. Mike confirmed this morning next year they're looking to do 10 races and hopefully buy another car. So Jay, we've started off with some very serious questions. My favorite one from our podcast, live podcast at Road America. Favorite question came from a fan that Joseph Newgod answered. What's the strangest thing you've ever signed or autographed? He said a baby and a tenderloin sandwich. You, from your days as a NASCAR team owner, I'm guessing, got to sign some things. Give us something odd or strange.
I don't know. I guess one of the things, I'm an SEC guy, right? So I guess this evens this out. Yeah, hey, sorry. I just endeared myself to all these people. Anyway, speaking of the SEC thing, I remember one year coming out of the stadium, and there was this car going down the hill, and there was this person in the car, and it was like this girl had my number on. And I was like, I had one fan. So it was the best thing. I had a fan. So I didn't sign anything. Yeah, when I played. So when she, next thing you know, I played in Missouri. The fan disappeared. Never saw her, never met her, never heard from, you know, never, but I had one fan. So I didn't sign anything, but that was my fan. That's, I didn't really sign. I mean, that's all I got, man. I had one fan. It was great.
All right. Well, let's go down the line here. Graham, what's the strangest thing you have been asked to sign by a fan?
Oh, I mean, I heard Dixie actually on the loudspeaker today. He was asked the same question instead of baby's forehead. And I had the same thing in Milwaukee. I mean, we've signed a lot of things that aren't appropriate for these sorts of conversations, but foreheads. Yeah, foreheads comes up a lot, particularly babies. So you feel like you're in Talladega Nights at that sort of moment. But yeah, so that's it for me.
Shank, I mean, I'm guessing maybe a contract with AJ Allmendinger to drive for you to qualify is something you regret for sure, that little bastard.
I've seen a lot. Left butt cheek in Le Mans 2016 with no underwear on.
Yours or someone else's?
Not mine, thank God.
Zach?
See, that baby was making its rounds. I've signed a baby's forehead. That was weird. And please forgive me if you're here, but in Indianapolis, there was like this 75-year-old woman that was a fan, and bless her heart, but she was asking a lot of us to sign, you know, her upper torso area. And that was definitely it for me. You know, when you get in this job, you're like, you know what, that's going to be the day. And that wasn't what I was expecting at all.
The really cool follow-up to that, they've been dating for 3 months now. So it worked out. It all worked out. All right, more questions. This is yours. My man in the red. You got a Hunter Ray hat on. That's okay. What do you have for us, son?
This is for Graham.
Yes, sir.
I want to be a race car driver someday.
Good
do you
man.
Have any advice?
Well, come on up here. You need to meet these guys. Maybe I'll give you some up-close advice. Come on, my man.
Well, like Zach, you know, I started racing at Circleville and
we
Camden.
Need to get you ready for fatherhood, by the way, so I'm trying to bring the kids up.
Oh, easy. Easy.
Easy.
Don't tell my wife that. But you know, it all starts in cars. How old are you? How old are you?
Seven.
So you're close. It was only like a few years ago for you. How old are you now?
Zach's 20, this 20, many.
23. When did you start? Yeah, so 12. I started at 10. So you're getting close. And, you know, we all start in go-karts and work your way up. And the nice thing about today is if you want to get into IndyCar racing, there's a pretty clear path to take from go-karts, USF 2000, on up through the Mazda Road to Indy, just like Zach did myself. When I was coming up through the ranks, it was a little more confusing. With the split, you know, which way do you go? What do you do? And so fortunately now, thanks to IndyCar, to Mazda and everybody else, it's a pretty clear path. But get your dad to get you a go-kart. You can put a little weed whacker engine on it, a little cadet cart, and go have some fun. That's the most important thing. The most important thing in life is to have fun. So if driving go-karts and wanting to be a race car driver is what you enjoy, then get after it. You'll enjoy it.
Looking to replace Graham in about 15 years. Yeah. I like this. All right, my man. Want to walk around and meet Zach? He's a rookie, I understand. That's right. Look at that.
Although, he got the wrong hat on. But we can change.
He has the wrong hat on, he says. We'll give him yours then. Who has a question for Mr. Fry? My man in yellow.
Thanks, Noah. All right, well, first, thank you for the new aero kits. Fantastic.
Jay makes them at home in his backyard.
Yeah. This is a question regarding more technical side with the LED panels. Is there any expected date when we're going to have those back on the cars, or are those still a work in progress?
Still a work in progress. First of all, thank you for the comp about the aero kit. We're very proud of that. It was a great team effort by everybody in the paddock. We think it turned out really well. Even if you look at a year ago, we were putting out drawings of what it could look like, and we really took a lot of all your responses. So when the responses were very high, we thought we were on the right path. So thank you. You guys were a big part of that. The LED panels, so what happened, we ran a certain product for a couple of years, and it was, you know, okay, and we wanted to make it more robust and do different things. So that was what was put on the cars earlier this year, and then there ended up being a problem on them. So we've tried to get them updated and fixed, and it's really not kind of, you know, spinning our wheels per se. So we got a couple other sources we're looking at. I'm not sure if they'll be on the cars before the end of the year, but they'll certainly be back on the cars for next year. So
I'm going to give away a little secret here. Don't be surprised that if you're leaving comments on articles, both positive and negative, not whether it's Racer or other sites, our friends at IndyCar, when he said taking fan feedback, he's not just talking about special surveys that have been sent out. It's, hey, someone wrote a story, let's see what they're saying. I don't know if I've come across a racing series that does that, to genuinely check in. Granted, there's a lot of the hate crew at lose some weight, you fat ass, and that kind of stuff. But the other, the constructive stuff, they tend to take home. More questions. My man in the white Corvette racing shirt. Good choice.
What about the new engine regulations? When, and do you have any comment on, I saw that article by you, Marshall, that they wanted up to 900 horsepower. When are they going to do this, and how?
When are we going to do it, and how? So the new regulations will start in 2021. There's a two-year window to get to that point, because it'll be a brand new engine. It'll be a 2.4-liter twin-turbo V6, 2.4, which right now we're running a 2.2-liter. It's funny, when we talked to other manufacturers, they were very enthused about what we're doing, where we're going. Chevrolet and Honda do a phenomenal job. You know, we're very proud of that, their partnerships. This thing will have, you know, it'll be pushing 1,000. And when we talk to other manufacturers, they always ask us, what's your niche? What's your thing? What do you guys, where are you going? And I don't know if this is politically correct, but what I always tell them, we want to be fast and loud and in your face. And that's what this series is all about. Again, everybody kind of has their own thing, what they do. And I think we need to stick to our roots and what our identity is. And that's basically part of what this car is. Our roots are in an open wheel car. So we have an open wheel car back.
That just sounded like a sermon. Let's all say amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Not in this. Obviously, it takes a couple years to get to the point we're going and where we're going. That was basically a unanimous decision between Chevrolet, Honda. We talked to others. They were all for this 2.4-liter version. It gets us close to the horsepower levels, or it will exceed some of the horsepower goals we have over its lifetime. So we're, you know, real excited about that.
Next question to my man.
Oh, yeah, this is for Jay. Do you ever see the series going back to Fontana?
Possibly. Great track. Great venue. We've had great races. David Allen's a good friend of all of us that runs the facility. You never say never. You know, sometimes it's funny when you look at organizes a schedule. There's so many different elements that go to it that people sometimes don't realize. It's, you know, weather, time of year, other series, broadcast schedules. There's all kinds of things that go into building a schedule. One thing that I will tell you, I think we'll all be really excited about how it's kind of shaken up for 19. We got some things yet that we're still working on, and it's close. So 19 has a really good cadence to it. There'll be more at the beginning of the year where we kind of roll, and you know, there's two or three in a row, and then off, and then two or three, that type of thing. So we're excited about that. Again, we got a little more work to do, but we're getting close on that.
Should we tell them about the Monaco Grand Prix, or keep that a secret for now?
That'd be nice. Okay. That'd be a good one.
More questions. In the back there, my man with a Lucas Oil hat. Good choice.
Thank you. This question is for Michael. Congratulations on getting your IndyCar domain. Just wondering if you could change anything in IndyCar, or if you were running the show, let's say, what would you do to make it more enticing?
Well, I pitched it.
Mike has never offered an opinion on
this. I've already pitched it, Jay, about this. So when I bought our car December of 17, I could not believe with my shock bill, my shock absorber damper bill.
Now, you've told us this. It blew me away. Give him the number.
I got, I have 235,000 in dampers right now. And they changed nothing for what you see going into Turn 1 or that great show you saw at Toronto. So, now there's teams that fight me on this. I think Dale and I are probably the only one that really stand for it. But what I want is I want a series like I did when we started in Daytona Prototype, that a team like ours can come in and contribute right away. We had to have a technical alliance right away because everyone's so advanced on their damper programs, and we needed help. I think it opens the door to more teams. I mean, we have 24 cars here, guys. I mean, this track can't handle any more than that. But if we want more now, you got to have it so everybody feels like they have an opportunity, whether it's true or not. But they got to feel like it. In Daytona Prototype, we did with the way the rules package were. So I understand that, you know, we're the new kid on the block here, but I can tell you what worked in that area for me. And, you know, Graham drove for me twice, once in that era and once with the NSXs. And we're serious about our sports car program, but we're serious about being here too. And that one thing is what's, you know, I've talked about a lot, you know, items like that now Penske's and some of these other folks they're invested in a different way. So I don't know what the total answer is. That's why we pay Jay so much money.
Hashtag buy Mike some shocks. We're going to be crowdfunding that going forward. Now we have a question coming from someone with the best shirt here. Zach Beach, look at this. Ready, sweetheart?
What's your favorite part about being a race car driver?
Thank you, Emma. That is a very nice question. I think my favorite part so far has just been, honestly, spending time with all you guys. I mean, I've been blown away by how well I've been received this year. And I really didn't know how many people I had behind me through Indy Lights and everything, just because, you know, you're so focused on trying to get here that once you finally do, you see that there's 1,000 people that are rooting for you every weekend. And that's been so special to me. So I really appreciate that, and I appreciate all you guys coming out here because, you know, at the end of the day, we're getting to do something pretty special that, you know, just inside the car. But if you're not sharing that with anyone or having, you know, people get excited about it, what's the point? So, you know, I want to thank all y'all for that.
Got time for another question or two, and then I hear some grumbling tummies here. I think dinner time's coming up pretty soon. Who should we go to next? Right here.
This is a question for Mr. Fry. What is your ideal schedule length for the season in amount of races? What would be perfect for the series, you think?
Well, I like more.
And so how about the blend of ovals, too?
Yeah. I think we have to have a nice, like we do, a nice mix. So Milwaukee? Milwaukee's a great venue, absolutely. But we had a problem. There's a lot of things. I like Cleveland. Cleveland's great. No problem.
47 races. 47, next year's, yeah, we're going to hit them all. Please, so get your rest.
You heard it here first. Again, I think, you know, we're at 17 now. I would say probably optimum amount would be 20-ish. You know, a little. You know, there's still international things that could happen. There's still some other things that could happen domestically. So we want to make sure we have great, like here, a great event. And I think we're built. You know, we got some really great events. We're building on some new ones coming up. Got some things I think again you all will be excited about in 2019. So, you know, around 20, I guess.
All right. How about who has one awesome question to send us home? I'm looking for a hand with conviction. Not like that, but hi. You got a Justin Wilson shirt on. That's always going to grab my heart. Sorry, brother, in the back, but we'll get you something. We'll get you something.
So this is for the Bucket Trio. Looking at the road to Indy, is there any driver as a co-driver or as a team owner that you would say keep an eye on through the entire series?
You know, I've been kind of looking now and then. VK, he seems pretty quick.
Renus Pro VK. Mazda.
Yeah, he seems to be doing one great job. And obviously,
he doesn't go straight to his own team.
Well, no, I'm talking about Pro Mazda. I'm not. Indy Lights, though, to be honest, I mean, I really like Colton. You know, I like all the Andretti guys for Lights, but, you know, Colton's just always had really raw speed. I think he could dial it back a little bit at times. It's just a little bit of patience, but that comes with age, right? But yeah, he's been really quick. That would be, you know, two guys I'd say for sure.
There's a young kid out of Gahanna, Ohio, named Braden Eves that's trying to make his way through the lower floor. Yeah, he's good, right? Yeah. So there's another talent I think that would be good.
Well, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of good ones. You know, you always have to look at clearly at the sharp end, and all the categories. Those guys are going to stand out as they go up. You know, I think Zach's right, though. The guy that I think that you will see rise quicker is Colton. You know, because Colton, number one, he's been around. He's won races. You know, he's fought for the championship, still is. But you know, his dad's a guy that's that was successful, you know, great leader for him. And I would say even more importantly, which is even better for the series, is that young Mr. Steinbrenner is involved. And, you know, it'd be clearly the Steinbrenner family name is huge. It would be great for our sport to have him to step up. How old is he? He's young. 21. And, you know, he wants to be an owner in IndyCar racing. And so that's a great sign as we go forward. And, you know, so hopefully we'll see them move up. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of talent in the, you know, in all of the Mazda Road to Indy. And I think you're going to see more and more names in the near future. I mean, let's not hide from the fact that a lot of the guys that are racing in Indy cars are getting older, you know, and they're still winning, but they're getting older. And so I think that's going to breed opportunity for the younger guys over the next handful of years. So you guys are going to see some new names, which is good for our sport.
Says the person who drives for Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan Racing. Could we be adding Steinbrenner to that next year? Who knows? Possibility.
I'll read it on Racer, apparently.
Oh, I apologize. All right, we've got to go one more. Your hand is falling asleep. I'm blind. I apologize, sir. Take us home.
This is for Mr. Fry.
See, he knew. This was Rick. This was Rick.
On the spot. Where were you last night?
Has the IndyCar series ever thought about having the race split in stages, like stage one and stage two?
No.
Thank you, Jay Fry. No, actually, they have. They've come up with this new plan. It's one stage.
Yeah,
it starts and then it ends. Yeah. It works great.
Yeah, we think the way things are going, again, we get back to what we talked about being authentic about our roots and about fast and loud and about here we come, and we just want to stick with that. Thank you.
All right, so we're done with the little show.
Hey, hold on one second. I want to say one more thing.
We're not done with
you. You guys, this guy right here, you guys should be very proud of, because you know, I've driven for Mike a couple of times, but I've gotten to know Mike better, and you know, to see him rise from where he is at his shop in Columbus, outside of Columbus, you won't find, you know, Midwestern people, good people, and all that sort of thing. But you will not find a better man than this guy right here. And so it's been a lot of fun for me, you know, personally, to see old Shankster make his way up this weekend. So give this guy a round of applause. It's not an easy thing to do. He's made his way.
And how many IndyCar team owners do you know of that have pretty good sleeve of tattoos going on as well there, Shank? Roger Penske doesn't show his that often. Mike, on the other hand, he's got
a little edge to it.
Got the guns out all the time. If you guys would like a photo, ask these guys to stand up and take a photo here. Also, our friend Derek from Toronto Motorsports there in the silver shirt waving. We've got a bunch of stickers. We've got some cool stuff from Cooper Tires. Basically, we don't want you to go home without something because you came out and spent time with us. So, guys, come on. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know I am very tardy in getting this live podcast out and into the world. I've got Portland right here next on my production docket, so try and roll that out next week at some point. And then we have Sonoma, which was our last one of the year, which also was just a real blast with some great guests. And I'll try and get that out here by sometime mid to late November, and that'll at least clear the plate and all the live podcasts. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.